Dean is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman is with us. She covers entertainment for the New York Times and the Las Vegas Journal Review. And Cindy, since you're in Las Vegas, maybe you can update us on what we were talking about here yesterday with Ed Sheeran and that show that was canceled. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Well, you know, Ed has that song, Shivers. That is the reaction he's getting from Las Vegas after what happened over the weekend. 1 hour before his show was supposed to start, he put a message out saying it was canceled. And the word is it was something with the staging, which has complicated LED selections. They were afraid there was some problem with the load-in. But Ed got so much bad press over this because it was 100 degrees outside, searing sun. People were passing out, throwing up. A bunch of people went to the hospital. So Ed did what all good stars do the next day, public relations. So Sunday, he spent his day touring around Vegas. You got to give him props for this. He even showed up at the little wedding chapel, that famous little chapel people get married at. He surprised some couple getting married. They were in the middle of getting married. And imagine Ed Sheeran showing up and he sang his song Magical and then signed as a witness on their wedding license.
Yeah, not a bad consolation prize for people who were disappointed they didn't get to see his show. Let's talk about the MTV Video Music Awards tonight and a lot of female power this evening, all right?
Yes, you might have heard of that girl, Kelsey. She's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And also, a lot of females. Cardi B's performing, Demi Lovato's performing, Doja Cat, Fall Out Boy, Carol G, and Kelsey all performing. Shakira getting the Video Vanguard Award. And big deal that for the first time ever, the Artist of the Year category is all females, from Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, Carol G, and Shakira. But the big question is Taylor Swift going to show? She is not RSVP'd. It's like being invited to a wedding and you don't say if you're coming or not. So odds are people are thinking she's going to do it. She's in New York right now on a break from her tour. And Newark, New Jersey, where the ceremony is only a quick limo ride away. So I think she's going to show.
Okay, the Swifties are on edge. Let's talk about some streaming news. When is the morning show coming back?
The morning show is actually coming back tomorrow, and I think the great news is John Hamm has a huge role in this season. He's playing a guy named Paul Marks, who is this rich guy. The first scene, he comes to this cocktail party in his private helicopter, and he's this tech titan who wants to buy the network, and he also supposedly has some sort of hot love thing with Jennifer Aniston's character.
You had a fun moment with John Hamm recently, didn't you?
I did at the Toronto Film Festival a few years ago. I interviewed him for some movie. My husband, Ron, came to pick me up after the movie was over because he was at TIFF with me. And John Hamm and him just got into this huge discussion of the Cubs, my husband, the Cardinals, John Hamm. And finally, John Hamm, and stars never say this, he goes, "Do you want to take a picture?" And not me. The two of them, as their bromance continued. And the worst part was, I'm not a great photographer. John Hamm looked at me at a certain point and said, "Your flash has not gone off. Can you just try this again?" He was so frustrated with me because he knew this wasn't going to be a quality photo.
You know what? That's what you imagine John Hamm to be like off screen. And glad to hear he is like that. Also, under the topic streaming TV, I haven't seen the Adam Sandler film yet. You're so not invited to my bat mitzvah, but I hear it's pretty good.
So fun, and it's not one of these nepotism things that it's being accused of a little bit. It's true, his wife's in it in a very small part, but his daughter Sunny is the star, and she's 14, and she's the main teen going through all these problems, gets in a fight with her best friend, disinvites her from her bat mitzvah. Sunny is going to have a career. Remember that name, Sunny Sandler. She's really good in it. And she said she based this on her own mega bat mitzvah in her real life a year ago. But, you know, when you're Sunny Sandler, the guest list for her bat mitzvah, who showed? Jennifer Aniston, David Spade, Taylor Lautner from Twilight, and Halsey performed. So that's not a bad bat mitzvah.
No, it isn't. And that's very popular right now on Netflix, isn't it?
It's the number one movie on Netflix. And the cool thing is Adam Sandler really took a back seat. He's not the super funny guy in this. He's just sort of his dad. And he really let his two daughters, his daughter Sadie's in it too. And he let them shine. So that was kind of nice to see.
Also hearing a lot about this football documentary on Amazon Prime. What's this all about?
Jason Kelce, brother of Travis, and also Philadelphia Eagles, has his own video documentary called Kelce coming out this week. And I couldn't even guess this. Did you know that football players in the Super Bowl don't get free tickets for their family? They have to pay for them. So he said that he needed to have his wife go, her parents, and his two daughters were 3 and 2, and they had to decide, was it worth taking the two little girls? In the end, they said yes, because it was such a big family event. $50,000 for the whole family to get tickets to the Super Bowl that he was in against his brother. And one more person had to go, his wife's OBGYN, because she was mega pregnant, and nobody really knew at the time, due any minute. And they were like, oh my God, what if she goes into labor during the Super Bowl? So she didn't, though. She had the baby 3 weeks later. And Jason said he's glad he brought the little girls because they have great family pictures for forever.
And as long as he's on the winning side, he can afford the tickets. Cindy Perlman for Dean Today, sponsored by Walter Smith Furniture and Design. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
A couple other entertainment notes to pass along to you. HGTV has sold the Brady Bunch house, and it did so at below the asking price and below the price they paid for it when they bought it back in 2018. The Los Angeles home served as the exterior shot of the popular 70s sitcom. HGTV bought the home and renovated the interior to replicate the Hollywood sets of the show that starred Florence Henderson and Robert Reed. Wall Street Journal reporting the home sold for $3.2 million, which the cable network had listed at $5.5 million earlier this year. HGTV bought the home for $3.5 million at the time and documented the renovations with various specials. A self-proclaimed fan of the show by the name of Tina Trahan, and she was also a fan of the 1995 parody film, bought the house. She said she would use the home located in Studio City for charitable events. And a very nice note about Jimmy Buffett's wife, Jane Slagsvold. She's paying tribute to Jimmy, remembering his sense of humor and describing him as her heart. She shared a message on Jimmy Buffett's website, writing that she wanted to thank a whole world of people for their support following Jimmy Buffett's death on September 1st. She wrote, "As Jimmy said a few months ago, growing old is not for sissies. These last few years have been unimaginably challenging for Jimmy and me, and we're definitely not sissies." The two were married for 45 years. She also wrote, "One thing we both knew and experienced through every difficult moment was the feeling of being buoyed up by all the people in our lives. Everywhere we went, at arenas, at events, and even in the hospitals, we were surrounded by love. There is a whole world of people I want to thank for the incredible kindness you showed us." She described Jimmy Buffett's legions of fans as family and said, "Since those early days and all through the decades, Jimmy's fans became a big, boisterous family. Thank you for creating the world's most joyful community. The smile that Jimmy beamed at you from the stage was sparked by your spirit. I think that's why he loved performing so much. He was so grateful to the community you built around him." She also thanked Jimmy's medical team for their compassionate treatment and care as he dealt with Merkel cell skin cancer. And she also thanked Jimmy Buffett's colleagues who had worked with him for years. She wrote, "You made our lives better in thousands of ways, big and small, each day." And about her husband, she said, "Jimmy was love. Every cell in his body was filled with joy. He smiled all the time, even when he was deeply ill, and his sense of humor never wavered. Jimmy was always the optimist, always twinkling, always making us laugh. To my family, I cannot begin to express what you mean to me and Jimmy. I cherish you, I love you, and I am unfathomably grateful to you every day. You are my heart." Jimmy Buffett also survived by his three children.